Sharp Cookies is up next.
I always wanted to have my name in all the papers. Before I met Amos, I used to date this well-to-do ugly bootlegger. He used to like to take me out and show me off. Ugly guys like to do that. Once it said in the paper, gang-linked Al Capel singing the Chez Vita with a cute blonde green. That was me. I clipped it and saved it. You know, all my life I wanted to have my own act, but no. No, 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 no. It was always no. They always turned me down. One big world full of no. And then Amos came along. Safe, sweet Amos, who never says no. Oh, I've never done this before, but, you know, it is such a special night and you are all such a great audience. I can just feel like I can talk to you, you know? So, forget what you read in the papers and forget what you heard on the radio, because I'm gonna tell you the truth. Not that the truth really matters, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. In the bed department, Amos was, zero. I mean, when he made love to me, it was like he was fixing a carburetor or something. Oh, I love you, honey. Oh, I love ya. Alright, Mary, I started fooling around. And then I started screwing around, which is like fooling around. Without dinner. Then I met Fred Casely, who said he could get me into vaudeville. But that didn't quite work out like I planned. I guess it didn't really work out too great for Fred, either. So I gave up with the whole vaudeville act, because you gotta figure after all those years. Opportunities just pass you by. But it ain't, oh no, 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 but it ain't. And now, if this Flynn guy gets me off, with all of this publicity, I got me a world full of yes!
Okay, that was Cookies.
Yes, that was one of the girls from Zane's Monologue.
Yay!
Woo!
Was this Chicago? This monologue?
I have no idea.
You don't know. Okay. I like parts of this. I liked when you were imitating Amos. That made me laugh. This monologue, she's talking to a group of people. I think she's on a stage.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
And I feel like if you're going to do that, you need to be a lot bigger and hold people's attention in the audience. And I didn't really get that.
Yeah.
What...
Yeah, that's all I had to say about that one.
You can't always just agree with me. You have to have your own opinions.
Okay. I did that on purpose. Yeah, I felt as though that the levels, there weren't that many. So it was kind of, it was a bit like the last monologue where it's just... It kind of all stayed the same, and, like, I didn't feel as though it really changed your emotion too much, and, like, I understand that when you talked about the bed, you got a little bit more upset, but it would have been nice just to hear, like, a kind of really change in character, because, like, you sounded like you were being really seductive at the beginning, and it just would have been funny if you were just way more frustrated near the end or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know on this one. This one, at least it spiked for a second.
It did.
But it went right back down.
I know.
I defer to you, Scarlett. What do you think? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. So no from me then, too.
Yeah.
So sorry, Cookies.
Sorry.
I wish you guys would have auditioned much earlier so we could give you notes and you could come back and wow us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of notes, Melanthe is back.
Ooh.
She could not... find that original monologue she did. Remember the one about the baby burning? You remember, right?
Yeah.
Goldfish memory? Okay. So she's doing a different...
Okay.
I'm ready to listen when you want.
I actually did remember the monologue.
Yay.
When I was a little girl, I used to say to her, I love you to the moon and down again and around the world and back again. And she used to say to me, I love you, to the sun and down again, and around the stars and back again. Do you remember, Mama? And I used to think, wow, I love Mama and Mama loves me, and what can go wrong? What went wrong, Mama? I love you and you love me, and what went wrong? You see, I know she loves me, and I know I love her, and so what? So what? She's over there, and I'm over here, and she hates me because of the things I've done to her, and I hate her because of the things she's done to me. You stand up there asking, do you love your daughter? And they say, yes. And you think you've asked something real. And they think they've said something real. You think because you throw the word love around like a frisbee that we're all gonna get warm and runny? No. Something happens to some people. They love you so much, they stop noticing you're there because they're so busy loving you. They love you so much, their love is a gun, and they fire it straight into your head. They love you so much, you go right into the hospital. Yeah. I know my mother loves me. Mama, I know you love me. And I know the one thing you learn when you grow up is that love is not enough. It's too much, and it's not enough.
All right. Melanthi, take two. Okay. See, this started with an underlying tone of anger, and it built, and then like, wow, Melanthi, because I love this. You didn't go too big, but you didn't keep it too small. This is my favorite of the night so far.
Ooh.
What did you think?
I liked it too. I say just watch your puffs, because that's my pet peeve.
Yeah, the puffs, you really need to watch the puffs. A lot of times you can see, without even going back and listening, you can see the puffs on your recording. Like, if you're using Audacity or something, you can kind of see where it puffs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you want to spot check for puffs and go back and redo if you have to. But this is really good. I loved how it built. And mm-hmm. It kind of, like, ebbed and flowed. I really like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a yes for me.
Yes for me, too.
All right, Melanthi, you're on Acted Season 4. Congratulations. Next up is another resubmit.
Ooh.
And it's Sukono.
Ooh. Good luck.
Now, this is one I said yes to last time, you said no, so hopefully he impresses you this time.
Okay.
Okay.
The very first time that I saw you, I thought to myself, wow, now there's a woman that would never go out with me. I hovered around you so many times, trying to find a way to ask you out. But you just seem so unattainable. I mean, look at you. You're just so beautiful. I never thought that someone as gorgeous as you would ever even consider a regular guy like me. I was about to give up. Then, out of nowhere, you just started talking to me. Then you found ways to spend time with me? I mean, we actually started dating. You were with me. You and I were in a relationship. We were making love. Honest truth here? We're being honest, right? You once said that I never talked to you? Never found a way to communicate? What could I say? How could I say it? The most amazing woman I've ever seen in this world would be beside me, in my bed, just right there. But I couldn't find the words to tell her how much I needed her in my life. I never talked to you. I couldn't use words to tell you how much I cared for you. I couldn't find the words. There are no words.
Sukono!
Sukono!
I like this. I thought it built nicely. You have to be careful because sometimes you come off as whiny in your way of speaking. So you might want to just experiment with different ways of saying different things. I feel like that sounds like I'm insulting you, but I'm not trying to.
I actually thought it sounded like he was more desperate, which I thought was nice.
Okay, that works.
So I took it differently. So then you could just ignore Dylan.
Why don't you start since you're the one that said no to him last time?
Yeah, I really like this. You started saying it, and I was just like, the most beautiful girl. I was like, it's a lot talking about me.
It wasn't about her at all. It wasn't Sukuna. First of all, Sukuna is young, so you need to back off, creeper.
Oh my god. Okay, but I did really like the monologue, and I thought it was really sweet, and I thought you sounded more desperate towards the end, which was nice, not whiny. So, yeah, I liked it. I thought it sounded conversational, which was nice.
I liked you the first time. I still like you this time. This one did build better, and I like this one a little bit better than the first one, but I still liked you the last time, so I said yes last time. I say yes again.
And I say yes this time.
All right, good. Sukuna is on active season 4. I'm glad, because I was worried you were going to pull one of your power trips and say no again.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. We have 2 more to go, I believe. Next up is B. Gilbert.
Ooh.
This must be a VAA-er.
He is, actually.
Let's listen.
All right.
Do you ever think of yourself as actually dead, lying in a box with the lid on it? Nor do I, really. Silly to be depressed by it. I mean, one thinks of it like being alive in a box. One keeps forgetting to take into account that one is dead. Which should make all the difference. Shouldn't it? I mean, you'd never know you were in a box, would you? It would be just like you were asleep in a box. Not that I like to sleep in a box, mind you. Not without any air. You'd wake up dead for a start, and then where would you be? In a box. That's the bit I don't like, frankly. That's why I don't think of it. Because you'd be helpless, wouldn't you? Stuffed in a box like that. I mean, you'd be in there forever. Even taking into account the fact that you're dead, it isn't a pleasant thought. Especially if you're dead, really. Ask yourself, if I asked you straight off, I'm going to stuff you in this box now, would you rather be alive or dead? Naturally, you'd prefer to be alive. Life in a box is better than no life at all, I expect. You'd have a chance, at least. You could lie there thinking, well, at least I'm not dead. In a minute, somebody's gonna bang on the lid and tell me to come out. Hey, you, what's your name? Come out of there.
That was B. Gilbert.
Yes, it was.
You can start on this one.
I'm so upset.
Why?
Because, okay, you sounded really, really good and, like, you could have that energy, but the monologue just didn't take it anywhere. So, like, it wasn't a very good monologue choice.
It creeped me out.
Well, I thought, yeah, like, I really liked your voice. I really thought you sounded conversational. I liked what you did with it, but I feel as though that the monologue fell short of what you could do.
Yeah, I was bored by this, and I didn't really get a big enough sense of what you're capable of doing based on this one monologue.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because this monologue cut off abruptly, so I feel like it was a longer monologue. You could have gone longer with it. There were certain points where you could have peaked, you could have spiked the energy there.
Mm-hmm.
One point in particular, I thought about it, and I can't remember what that point was, so that's not really helpful.
No, it's not.
But there were definitely parts of that where you could have spiked it a little bit. It made it more interesting, because I think if you stay at one level for so long, the audience starts to drift. So you have to, like, spike it and kind of pull them back in, and mm-hmm. they'll start paying attention again.
And, like, change it up a bit.
Yeah. Again, this is another one. Had you auditioned much earlier, we could have been like, Do a different monologue or do this one again with spikes. But since you can't audition again, unfortunately, I didn't get enough about you from that monologue to say yes with so many other people in the competition. So I say no.
Yeah.
But I think you're a good actor, probably.
Me too.
You did sound conversational.
I know. That's why I'm so upset, because I'm like, I can see it, but it wasn't here.
What? Oh, I... This one, I'm really torn on. I kind of want to say yes.
Ah! Oh, sorry, there was lightning right there. I don't know, like, because I can tell, but it's stop.
I think to be fair to the people we've already said no to, we should say no to them as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just come back next season.
Yeah. We have one final audition. This audition belongs to the person who won last season.
Oh.
She's coming back to defend her title.
Oh.
Hopefully she won't get like two no's in the first audition.
Yeah.
Rochelle is up next.
Nice.
It happened right here, you know. Almost a year ago. Right before I left. He came to the party with Kevin and his friends, and he liked you right away. Like they always do. Oh, I got used to being invisible whenever you were around a long time ago. I mean, just look at you, and look at me. If I were a guy, I wouldn't look twice at me either. The point is, he wanted you. No surprise, he saw you, he wanted you. And you definitely didn't want him. And he could tell. And that was when I moved in for the kill. We had all been drinking. People were starting to leave, so we sat on the floor in the living room and I kissed him. You saw us, and you watched me bring him up here. And then you went to sleep on the couch like you had done a dozen other nights after a dozen other parties, and then everyone else left. I brought him here. We were kissing. And he was a good kisser. And he started, and I didn't stop him. And then he went downstairs to the bathroom, but he was gone a long time. Though when he came back, he had brought a condom. I woke up the next morning, and he was gone. And I put on my clothes, and I came downstairs, and there you were, sleeping. So I woke you up, and I told you what had happened. I told you that I had slept with him, and you know what you told me? You said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and he was on top of me. He was feeling you up in your sleep. He was groping you, basically molesting you, while you were passed out. You woke up, and his hand was in your crotch? I mean, that's what you said, right? It was strange how it didn't really seem to bother you. But I guess you've had guys do worse. You told me all this so calmly, like it meant so little. You said, I woke up and I made him stop and I kept telling him, go back to Joan, go upstairs with Joan. You said, I gave him a condom from my purse. Why? Why would you do that? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? A guy tries to assault you while you're passed out and you think, I know, I'll send him upstairs to my best friend. Why?
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 You need to make better friends.
Yes, seriously. Rochelle, you need to stop hanging out with these people.
What was the name of the girl on the couch?
Don't remember. I know the one was Joan, but that was Shell.
Because I just figured the other one was Kim. Ha! Huh. Anyways, I really like this. It was really good. I guess that's not surprising, considering you won.
Yeah, she won for a reason, Scarlett.
Yeah, well, I figured as much.
It wasn't just a random decision with a flip of a coin.
Oh, really? I thought that
she beat Pot, she beat Apotheria. She beat many people.
And now she's defending her title and everyone's coming back for her.
Ryguy's defending his season 2 title, too.
What? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Guys.
I know. It's insane. This is what I expect from you. Good. It had levels. It built. It was conversational. And it was, like, I liked it.
Yeah, it was easy to listen to and still be entertained.
Yeah, it wasn't like a chore to listen to. I didn't get bored halfway through and zone out. I was listening to what you're saying, and I was imagining all this in my head.
Yeah, and I really liked your impression of the friend that was on the couch. Like, when you said that she said it without, like, any real second thoughts, like, it sounded like she had no second thoughts, you know? That was...
Yeah. I bought that you had just had sex with Shell.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you on that. I say yes.
I say yes, too.
All right, so Zane, Valkyrie, Celeste, the Pot, Melanthe, Sakona, and her cellular. Yeses, you're on. Active Season 4. First challenge, my Canadian other half, Scarlett, and I have each written 8 lines. And you have to each, of the 16 lines, take 8 of those lines and make a demo out of them. It's your chance to show off your voices and or different acting style, like different emotions. Show us a range of acting and voices. That's what we want.
That is what we want.
You'll get an email about this probably tomorrow because I don't want to give spoilers, Scarlett.
Okay.
Because if somebody gets an email and they haven't heard the episode, they're going to assume they got through.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or I can just send emails out to the people who didn't get through as well just to be a douchebag.
Don't be a douche.
Okay, I won't. So, yeah, thanks everybody that auditioned. Thanks everybody that got through. And thanks everybody that didn't get through. I hope you come back next season.
Yeah, this was a fun show.
Well, it's not over yet.
Well, I know, but, like, thanks for letting me judge.
Okay. Scarlett will be back next week. Don't worry. She's not leaving.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bonus audition that I just realized I have. Fate of Phantom.
How in the world could you ever predict something like this? It's... I mean, you're so close. We've been neighbors forever, since we were little kids. Playing together, messing around and stuff. I always thought of Ralph Merriweather as this little playmate next door, you know? This goofy kid with unruly hair and a squeaky voice and acne. How was I to know I'd fall for Ralph Merriweather? Things change, you know? One day, here's this skinny, uncoordinated guy with a big Adam's apple, and then, all of a sudden, you turn around and he's super neat. One day he's a dork, the next, a hunk. It happened last night when we went over to the Merriweathers for the holidays, like we have since I can remember. Of course, there was mistletoe. And Ralph grabs me and kisses me and... wow! All of a sudden, like, he's not just the little dork next door anymore. He's like this familiar stranger who turns me on. Amazing. After all these years... and now everything is turned upside down. Now I find him handsome and sexy and very interesting. Why, when we were little, we used to take baths together, and I never once thought about looking below the waterline. I was more interested in his plastic duck.
Scarlett.
Yes?
Did you find sexual innuendo there?
No, actually, I didn't.
Okay, good. What do you think?
I thought that was really, really cute.
Yeah. Continue.
Okay. I thought it was really good. I liked it. It did have levels. Like when you went on to how much of a hunk he turned into. And that was nice. And I like how you sounded kind of embarrassed too. And that was good.
Continue. I'm teaching you how to critique. I liked it. It was conversational. It was cute.
Continue.
I'm thinking, like, did she show enough if I had never heard her to get her on the show?
Well, I feel like we're just letting through angry people.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Like I really feel as though like, cause I do understand that we want energy, but that doesn't mean being angry is energy, you know.
No, I mean we've turned down angry people too.
That's true.
It's like we're just putting through people through an angry monologue.
That's true.
I'm just trying to put people through that aren't boring to me or that stand out at this point because we have so many people. I didn't find this boring, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, I'll say yes, too.
All right, Faded, you're on the show. Yay!
Yay!
Now we're really going, so good night, everybody.